Grace O'Sullivan, now the MEPs are going to be voting on a common charter for all of us to be able to use. Can you tell me a little bit more about that?
Yes, so by autumn 2024, there will be a USB-C common charger, which means that everyone who has been like swamped under a spaghetti of chargers all over their house, and the cost of all of that, trying to find the right charger for the right device, that's all solved. So it's something that the Greens here in the European Parliament, we've been, since the beginning of this mandate, we've been pushing this really hard because, you know, it gives the consumer a much easier option. It also gives the consumer, in terms of pricing, it'll be easier, you know, to just get that one device. So it takes away, I suppose, a little bit the control and power of the producers to make our lives very complicated. So this is very welcomed here this week here in the European Parliament in Strasbourg.
So when will this actually come into effect then? You said 2024, is it?
That's right, autumn 2024. So like I said, it's a good thing for the consumer. And it's also a good thing in terms of pollution, because we're finding that there's, again, that spaghetti of chargers and fibre cable all over, you know, houses and in waste bin and everything. So autumn 2024, we'll see this common charger installed across Europe.
But how confident can we be, Grace, that, you know, the massive companies like Apple and those who've had their own kinds of chargers, a right pain in the neck if you happen to have their devices, you have to have separate charging units. How confident are you that they will adhere to these rules and make sure that they will only supply common chargers and not their own chargers?
Well, that's the whole emphasis of this vote today and this regulation, is that they will be obliged to conform to the regulation. So it has to happen. And like I said, you know, the industry are good as well in terms, they will innovate, of course, but they'll see that they have to conform to this common charger by autumn 2024. And that gives them a run-in time as well.